Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we're exploring Courage is Calling by Ryan Holiday. Published in 2021, this book serves as both an insightful meditation on courage and a practical guide to becoming more courageous. Through a blend of engrossing anecdotes and actionable advice, Ryan Holiday outlines the steps anyone can take to conquer their fears, embrace bravery, and make courage a part of their daily life. From emphasizing the importance of taking small, manageable steps to illustrating how courage can dramatically shape our history, Courage is Calling is a handbook for anyone looking to be a little bit braver in their everyday lives. Ryan Holiday, an American author, media strategist, and bookstore owner, brings his extensive experience and insight to this compelling work. As the host of the popular podcast, Daily Stoic, and author of books such as The Daily Stoic, Ego is the Enemy, and The Obstacle is the Way, Holiday combines Stoic philosophy with practical life advice, making ancient wisdom accessible to modern readers. Who should dive into the pages of Courage is Calling? Whether you're someone who finds themselves often hesitant, already consider yourself brave and want to push further, or simply have an interest in how acts of courage have influenced the course of history, this book has something for you. Join us as we delve into the essence of bravery and explore how even the smallest acts of courage can lead to significant changes in our lives and the world around us. Courage is Calling. Fortune favors the brave. Introduction. Discover the power of courage. Transform your life and the world. Courage. It's the fuel behind every notable achievement and the cornerstone of all that is considered great and grand. Whether it's clinching military victories, making groundbreaking artistic contributions, spearheading social reforms, or pioneering innovative ventures, courage paves the way. Yet, it's not a lofty attribute reserved for a select few. Courage is woven into the fabric of our daily lives, influencing our choices and molding our futures in profound ways. This narrative embarks on an enlightening journey through time, presenting an array of compelling tales that span the annals of history, from ancient civilizations to the contemporary era. These stories not only showcase examples of remarkable courage, but also challenge us to embrace our inner valor and chart our own paths of bravery. Within this exploration, we uncover the surprising utility of contemplating our fears. Analyzing what frightens us can be a positive endeavor, allowing us to confront and master our anxieties. By peering into the life and logic of a revered Greek statesman, we learn how intellect and reasoning can be powerful tools in overcoming fear, illustrating that courage can indeed stem from thoughtful consideration. Furthermore, we delve into the remarkable outcomes that can emerge from moments of courage. A single minute fueled by bravery can lead to extraordinary feats, altering the course of lives and history. Courage, in its essence, is a transformative force, one that has the power to change the world around us and the course of our personal journeys. This exploration serves not just as a historical recounting, but as a clarion call for us to awaken our courageous spirits. Through understanding how courage has shaped the world and realizing that it lies within our grasp, we're encouraged to step forward bravely, make our mark, and contribute to a legacy of greatness. Courage beckons. Are you ready to answer its call? Part 1. The Essence of Courage: Embracing Struggle and Danger with Open Arms. Courage is often seen through two lenses, moral and physical. The former involves following one's conscience, even at the cost of social disdain or personal risk, as exemplified by whistleblowers who stand unwavering in their truth. Physical courage, however, is about putting one's life on the line, reminiscent of the bravery displayed by soldiers and first responders in the face of mortal danger. Though it might seem beneficial to categorize courage in this way, at its core, courage transcends these distinctions. Regardless of its form, courage is fundamentally about embracing risk, facing danger, and willingly stepping into the fray of hardship. The story of Hercules, a legendary figure in Greek mythology, perfectly encapsulates this universal truth about courage. Renowned not just for his physical strength, but for his moral fortitude, Hercules faced a pivotal decision early in life, one that would define his legacy. Presented with two paths, one promising a life of ease and hedonism, and the other a life of virtue, albeit riddled with challenges and strife, Hercules found himself at a crossroads. At this junction, he encountered two goddesses, each promising a vastly different future. The first, clad in opulence, offered Hercules a life devoid of pain, filled instead with never-ending pleasure and contentment. The other goddess, donning simplicity, promised a life rich in struggle and hard work, but ultimately rewarding with incomparable glory through virtue. In this legendary scenario, Hercules's choice was clear. He opted for the path that was undoubtedly more challenging, but promised a greater, more lasting reward. In choosing virtue over ease, Hercules demonstrated that true courage is about welcoming trials and tribulations, seeing them not as hindrances, but as opportunities to achieve greatness. This ancient myth serves as a powerful reminder that courage is not about the absence of fear or discomfort, but about the bold willingness to face them head on. It's a call to action for us to embrace our struggles, confront dangers, and make choices that align with virtue and integrity, even when the path ahead seems daunting. As we journey through life, we might find ourselves at similar crossroads, faced with decisions that test our courage. The story of Hercules beckons us to ask ourselves, what choice will we make? Will we shy away from hardship, or will we embrace it as Hercules did, paving our way toward a legacy of courage and virtue? Part 2. Harnessing logic to navigate the maze of fear. Fear. This single emotion has the power to paralyze even the bravest of souls, turning potential acts of valor into missed opportunities. Yet, it's this very emotion that lays the groundwork for courage. After all, courage isn't about the absence of fear, but the mastery over it. Recognizing danger and yet choosing to march forward, that's what defines true courage. Even those we laud for their bravery experience fear. Their distinction lies in their ability to move beyond this fear. But how do they accomplish such a feat? The ancient wisdom of Greece offers a fascinating insight into overcoming fear through logic. The key message here is, logic can help you overcome your fears. Consider the story of Pericles, one of the most esteemed statesmen in ancient Greece, known for his wisdom and leadership. Among his various responsibilities, he was occasionally tasked with leading Athens' military forces. During one such instance, his troops were engulfed in fear, not due to an imminent threat or a shortage of resources, but because of a severe storm. The soldiers interpreted the storm, with its fierce winds and thunderous roars, as a dire omen. Amid this growing panic, Pericles sought to demonstrate the irrationality of their fears. He did so by simply striking two large stones together, producing a sound akin to thunder, thereby mimicking the cause of their fear. Lacking the scientific lexicon to explain meteorological phenomena in detail, Pericles nonetheless managed to convey his message effectively. He suggested that thunder was nothing more than a natural occurrence, akin to the noise of winds colliding, much like the sound of the rocks he clapped together. Thus, he reasoned, there was no cause for alarm. Pericles's approach teaches us a valuable lesson about confronting our fears. By examining and dissecting our fears through logic and reason, we reveal their true nature. Many fears, when scrutinized, lose their menacing aura. Untested, fears can loom larger and more threatening than warranted. The strategy lies in facing these fears head-on, dissecting them to understand their roots. While some fears may indeed have a basis in reality, others might find their strength only in our apprehensions, as harmless as the sound of thunder or stones clashing in the night. By adopting a logical frame of mind similar to Pericles, we empower ourselves to differentiate between rational and irrational fears, demystifying the shadows that often hold us back. and paving the way for courage to flourish. Part 3. Shine a light on your fears to diminish their power. Fear thrives in the shadows of ambiguity. When fears remain vague and formless, they loom larger and more intimidating, clouding our judgment and paralyzing our actions. It's the undefined, the nebulous fears that often ensnare us, making it challenging to assess the threat they pose accurately. The mind, under fear's influence, distorts and exaggerates, transforming molehills into mountains. However, turning away from our fears is not the antidote. The pathway to empowerment lies in directly engaging with our fears, defining them, and understanding their contours. By doing so, we can ascertain their true magnitude and, perhaps more importantly, their limitations. The key message here is, don't ignore your fears, define them. Tim Ferriss, an acclaimed author and entrepreneur, advocates for a method known as fear setting to tackle the fears that hold us back. This contemporary approach echoes ancient wisdom, particularly practices endorsed by the Stoics, philosophers from ancient Greece and Rome, renowned for their teachings on resilience and virtue. Seneca, a notable Roman Stoic, proposed a technique called premeditatio malorum, or the premeditation of evils, which shares similarities with Ferriss's fear setting. Both strategies involve a deliberate reflection on potential adversities and challenges, thereby minimizing their capacity to instill fear. Seneca believed that the most painful blows come from the unexpected. Hence, by anticipating potential misfortunes, their impact is significantly lessened, as forewarned is forearmed. John D. Rockefeller, the legendary business magnate, personified this philosophy. He would often challenge himself by pondering scenarios like the depletion of oil fields, the cornerstone of his wealth. By contemplating the worst, Rockefeller maintained agility and foresight, enabling him to thrive amidst the market upheavals of the 19th century. While this reflective exercise on fears may not catapult everyone to billionaire status, it serves a profound purpose. By meticulously examining and defining our fears, we reduce their ability to dismay and dominate us. This clarity not only dispels unwarranted fears, but also equips us to navigate genuine threats with composure and resilience. Just as a light diminishes darkness, understanding diminishes fear, paving the way for courage and action. Part 4. Taking the first step. How micro acts of bravery pave the way for grand courage. When the topic of courage surfaces, our minds often drift to cinematic displays of bravery, the warrior charging headlong into battle, or the solitary figure standing firm against the tide of tyranny. Indeed, these moments capture courage in its most dramatic form. Yet, the essence of courage is not always encapsulated in monumental deeds. Often it unfolds through small, consistent acts that might seem inconsequential at first glance. Aristotle, the ancient Greek philosopher, posited that virtues, courage included, are cultivated gradually through consistent practice. Just as one becomes a skilled builder through the act of building or a proficient harpist through continuous play, so too does one embody bravery by engaging in acts of courage, no matter how small, on a repetitive basis. The journey to valor does not necessitate a grand commencement. Even the humblest beginning can set the stage for growth in courage. The key message here is, courage can begin with small steps. Consider the story of Florence Nightingale, whose initial foray into nursing marked the first step on a path that would transform her into a pivotal figure in medical history. In the context of the rigid societal norms of 19th century England, the thought of embarking on a nursing career was daunting for Nightingale, a woman of her social standing. The idea of nursing was looked upon as a role unsuitable for a lady of her class. Rather than overwhelming herself with the enormity of the change she envisaged, Nightingale approached her ambition in increments, choosing to commit to hospital work for just one summer. This modest beginning set the foundation for her monumental contributions to nursing and public health. From Nightingale's perspective, the importance of seizing every opportunity, however modest, to make a practical beginning cannot be overstated. It's precisely these initial, understated acts of courage that can blossom into significant achievements. However, it's crucial not to linger on these small steps for too long. Thomas Edison, the prolific inventor, believed in the brevity of life and the importance of challenging oneself with significant, tough problems rather than getting bogged down in trivialities. Though seemingly divergent, the philosophies of Nightingale and Edison converge on a critical point. While it's acceptable, even advisable, to start small, those initial steps must be taken towards goals of substantial significance. Embrace the petite gestures of bravery, but ensure they are directed towards endeavors that hold the potential for greater impact. Nightingale's summer commitment was a modest start, but it was aligned with her greater vision of transforming healthcare. In essence, the path to courage may commence with small steps, but let these steps be the seeds from which vast forests of valor grow. Part 5. Transformative Acts of Courage. The Power of a Single Minute Picture. This, a single minute, 60 seconds, that hold the potential to alter the course of history. In October 1960, such a moment presented itself when Martin Luther King Jr. found himself arrested in Atlanta, Georgia, simply for attempting to dine at a segregated restaurant. This incident triggered a chain of events that showcased the profound impact of courage, or the lack thereof, on history. With King facing the grim prospect of hard labor on a chain gang and threats to his life looming large, Coretta Scott King reached out for help. It was a critical juncture, with the presidential election hanging in the balance. Both John F. Kennedy and Richard Nixon, the contenders for the presidency, were caught in a delicate dance, trying to win over black voters without alienating the South. In such a scenario, would either candidate dare to extend a helping hand? The key message here is, a pivotal act of courage can take less than a minute to perform. Nixon, despite his ties to King and a history of supporting civil rights under President Eisenhower, chose to remain passive. It was Kennedy who seized the moment with a series of phone calls to the governor of Georgia, to Coretta Scott King, and through his brother Robert to the judge in Alabama. He orchestrated King's release. This intervention was brief but monumentally consequential. Kennedy's actions not only ensured King's safety, but also swung the presidential election in his favor. By taking a stand, Kennedy secured the black vote and won the presidency by a razor-thin margin. His willingness to act, to make those critical calls, highlighted the immense power contained within moments of decisive courage. Nixon's inaction stands in stark contrast, serving as a poignant reminder that the failure to act can equally shape history's flow. The courage Kennedy displayed required but a minute of his time, a minute that decisively shifted the political landscape of the United States. This moment serves as a powerful testament to the fact that acts of courage need not be drawn-out battles or grand public gestures. They can be quick, seemingly insignificant decisions that, when taken at pivotal times, have the power to change lives and alter the course of events. Whether it's the time it takes to make a phone call, send a supportive message, or speak a truth, sometimes all it takes is a minute. A single minute where courage shines through, leaving an indelible mark on the world. Part 6. The Unsung Heroes. Acts of Selfless Courage. In the narrative tapestry of history, certain names like Martin Luther King Jr. shine bright, remembered and revered for their contributions to crucial causes like civil rights. Yet, behind these luminaries often stand figures less recognized but equally pivotal. Stanley Levinson is one such unsung hero, whose behind-the-scenes contributions to King's legacy, from drafting speeches to organizing fundraising efforts, were instrumental in shaping the civil rights movement as we know it. However, Levinson's story took an unexpected turn when President John F. Kennedy, alarmed by allegations of Levinson's communist affiliations, urged King to sever ties with him. Faced with this predicament, Levinson's response was nothing short of heroic, Without contention or personal pleas, he chose to step back from the movement he dearly supported, prioritizing its integrity and success over his involvement. The key message here is, heroism is courage used for others' benefit. This quiet act of withdrawal exemplified a profound level of selflessness and fortitude. Rather than clinging to his role or defending his position, Levinson recognized that his continued association could potentially harm the cause he held dear. His preemptive decision to part ways, sparing King from a difficult choice, embodied the essence of true heroism. Courage enacted not for self-praise, but for the greater good. Heroism in this light transcends mere acts of bravery. It involves making sacrifices for the benefit of others, often without the expectation of recognition or reward. It's about being a team player, lifting those around you, and sometimes making tough choices that favor the collective over the individual. Reflecting on figures like Michael Jordan, celebrated for their monumental achievements, it's essential to remember the role of teammates such as Bill Cartwright, who, though less celebrated, contributed significantly to their team's triumphs. Whether through resilience in adversity, inspiration through action, or difficult decisions made for the welfare of the mission, heroes enhance the strength, courage, and integrity of their teams. Levinson's willingness to detach from a cause that defined much of his life underscores a profound insight into heroism. It's not always about leading the charge or basking in the glory of achievement. Sometimes, heroism manifests in the silent, selfless acts that ensure the light of a greater cause continues to burn bright, illuminating the path forward for others. In these moments of quiet sacrifice, courage truly becomes heroic, demonstrating that the deepest impacts often come from the hands of those the world may never fully know. Final summary: courage, a potent blend of valor and virtue that challenges us to confront our fears, endure hardships, and take risks for the greater good. It's not the absence of fear, but the mastery over it, whether through the application of logic, as demonstrated by the legendary Pericles, or the Stoic practice of premeditating potential misfortunes, as Seneca suggested. Our historical tapestry is adorned with acts of bravery, both grand and subtle, reminding us that courage often finds its roots in modest beginnings. The essence of courage lies not in monumental deeds, but in the willingness to take the first step toward change, however small it may be. From Florence Nightingale's initial commitment to nursing to John F. Kennedy's pivotal phone calls that altered the course of an election, we learn that sometimes the most transformative acts of bravery can be as simple as making a decision, sending an email, or picking up the phone. These initial gestures, humble in their execution but significant in their intent, underscore the idea that courage can start with the smallest of actions, provided they are directed towards something meaningful. Yet, true heroism, the pinnacle of courage, is realized when our actions extend beyond ourselves and become a beacon for others' well-being and welfare. It's when individuals like Stanley Levinson step back from the limelight, prioritizing the greater good over personal recognition, that we witness the sublime nature of heroism. Heroism is courage in its most selfless form, characterized by sacrifices made for the benefit of others, often without the expectation of acknowledgement. In the end, courage and heroism invite us to reflect on our capacity for bravery, prompting us to consider how we can contribute to a legacy of virtue through our actions, big or small. Whether it's facing down our fears, taking that initial step toward our aspirations, or committing to the welfare of others, courage beckons us to embark on a journey that transcends the ordinary, urging us toward a life marked by purpose, valor, and ultimately, heroism. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.